You are listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation on gratitude using a simple but powerful breathing technique. And this is episode 431. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to have you here spending part of your day meditating. I know there are so many things that you could be doing right now, and you decided instead to show up for yourself, to connect to the best part of who you are, and I honor you for that. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation on gratitude. Gratitude is the theme for this week's meditation series, and every single day we explore a different meditation technique, and the technique we'll be exploring today is a breathing technique. The meditation will last about 10 minutes, and I'll also share with you some information that can help you this week as you focus on gratitude. Now, in our private Facebook group for the Daily Meditation Podcast listeners, so that means you, if you're listening to this, it's a free group where you can join us and connect with other meditators just like you. And we're doing a gratitude challenge in the group. So I invite you to join the group. You can do that by emailing me at mary@sipandohm.com, or you can head over to sipandohm.com. That's my website. And you'll find there a 100-day meditation quest. And you'll see where you can sign up for that. And you're invited to the meditation group when you sign up for that. So it's a place for people who listen to these meditations and want to share with others what the theme is for that week. We support each other on our meditation journeys, and we're also really transparent in the group. We share our ups, our downs, our highs, and our lows. So if that sounds like something you might enjoy, I invite you to join us. Well, as we get ready to go into a gratitude meditation, one of the things we've been talking about recently in our private Facebook group is how, for me in particular, I'm the one I think who mentioned it, that we often compare ourselves with other people. And when you do this, you start to feel this sense of lack or this shortage mentality. And while it's good to feel like you need to always be improving and being the best that you can be, being inspired by others, well, sometimes you can feel like other people just seem to have it so much more together than you might feel you have it together. And I know that whenever I go to these big business conferences that I go to a few times a year, I always come away feeling like, you know, I really need to up my game, or, you know, these people just have everything in their business so streamlined, and they've got, you know, this going on and that going on, and, you know, they really seem like these superstars. And I, you know, have all these things I want to do, but it can take me a little while to get to it. And so sometimes I come back from these conferences, and I was at one last week. If you listened to last week's episode, you heard me mention that I was in Fort Worth, Texas for a podcast conference, and the conference was fantastic, and I gained so much knowledge and so much value. But I think that for myself, sometimes I'll look at what somebody's doing and I'll think, gosh, how are they doing all that? They've got this happening and that happening, and, you know, how are they doing it? And I can feel like maybe I'm not doing enough, like maybe I need to do more. So I put this pressure on myself that makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. And so this week, as our meditation theme is gratitude, it's very timely for myself, because I realized that some of the problems or challenges that I face are actually incredible opportunities for me and that I'm pretty lucky to have these particular problems. For example, I have two programs that I've been working hard on putting out, but there's still a few odds and ends hanging on each program. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, I just really need to get these programs out. And then I think, wow, I am so lucky that I have these programs that I put together, that I loved putting these programs together, that these programs may really help a lot of people. One is on sleeping better and one is on reducing stress in your life. And so rather than feel inadequate that, oh, these people have all their programs out and mine aren't quite out yet, I really should feel grateful that I even am in this situation to begin with, that here I have this podcast and you as listeners and these programs that they're going to be put out very soon. There's always a learning curve when you first do something. And so I'm going in through the learning curve of learning how all the technology works to put out my programs. So when you think about your own life and the challenges that you may have, if you can think of how grateful, in fact, you are to have these particular problems, to have these challenges in the first place. So if you can think about your life and think of the challenges that you may be facing. Maybe you are ending a relationship and it's really tough right now. Well, think of the opportunities that await you in new relationships. Or maybe you're searching for a job. Maybe you lost a job. You could think of it as, you know, I have a world of opportunity out there waiting for me. And if I had stayed in that job, I would never have explored that. Whatever it may be, think of your life as a journey, an ongoing process. And when you think of gratitude, you can't help but think of where you've come from. Gratitude is like a yardstick, a measuring stick for how far you've come. And it helps you put your life into perspective. Because if you think of where you are now, today, and you think of all you have, the people in your life, and the things you have, and the opportunities you have, and your health, your wellness, all the things about yourself, whatever your particular situation is, if you can think of that and think of where you were a year ago or 5 years ago, this can really help you gain perspective on your current situation. So it's a little bit different way to approach gratitude, but I think that it's a real life situation that many of us face, where we're very prone to think of our challenges and where we need to be and not really appreciate the moment where we are currently, right now. So go ahead now and get ready to meditate. Sit up straight. Begin to relax your body, relax your face, your jaw, and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands and your chest. Relax your stomach. Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees and your calves and your feet. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, lift them upward to the point between your eyebrows. And just feel your body begin to be calm and still. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Beautiful. You are doing so. such a great thing for yourself right now. Notice how you're holding your mouth. Relax your jaw. We often hold tension in our jaws. And think peace and calm and joy. Notice as your body starts to settle down, notice your thoughts settle down. You have come so far. All the things you're doing in your life, all the things you're doing for yourself, including this meditation, are benefiting you in so many powerful ways. And notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. And I want to do a cleansing breath with you today. Every Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. So this is a meditation for a Tuesday if you're following this meditation in sequence. If not, you can listen to the meditations anytime and in any order you want. I'd like you to go ahead and straighten your body, straighten your spine, relax your body, and inhale through your nose. Inhale gratitude for your life, for the people in your life, for the things you have, for a home, for warmth, for the food you eat that nourishes your body, for the movement that you do each day with your body. For the people who make such a big imprint on your life. And as you exhale, exhale through your mouth. This is a cleansing breath when you exhale through your mouth. Exhale and release anything that holds you back from being the best you can be. So inhale through your nose, a nice long inhale, feeling gratitude for the people in your life, for this day, for this time that you're connecting to yourself. And as you get ready to exhale, release tension, fatigue, stress. Let it go. Bring to mind someone important in your life. Visualize their face. And as you inhale, express gratitude for that person. Send them gratitude. And when it feels right, exhale and release any fear or doubt through your mouth. A nice long exhale through your mouth, nice and even. As you take your next inhale through your nose, give thanks for your body, for your health and vitality, sending gratitude throughout your entire body as you inhale through your nose. Nice and even, oxygenating your entire system, giving thanks for all you are, for your body carrying you through each day. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing toxins, fatigue, let it go. Negative thoughts, let it go. Very nice. Now continue sitting in meditation as you don't think of anything at all, as you experience the beautiful sensations you've created in your body. And when your mind wanders, when you have that monkey mind, it's called, that wandering mind, bring it back to your breathing technique. And you can do the breathing technique for however long it feels comfortable for you, inhaling whatever you are grateful for, and exhaling and releasing anything that holds you back from being the best that you can be. Continue meditating, enjoying the stillness, and as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.